A little DJ Logic to ease us into the second hour here of Lame Town Review. I am Cannonball. DJ Logic will be the artist at large this year at the Telluride Jazz Celebration. And he was so good to agree to join me by phone this afternoon. He's with us right now. Hi, DJ Logic. How you doing, man?
Hello. How are you doing? It's great to be talking to you and to the radio fans, Telluride.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really, really excited to see you in Telluride August 1st through the 3rd. Now, you're a turntablist, and you're really known for basically being an extra instrument on stage when you collaborate with people. Talk a little bit about what you do. You sit in with other jazz artists and artists really of across a wide spectrum of different kinds of music. Talk about how you do that a little bit.
I just add my extra talent and expertise to, you know, whoever I'm playing with. You know, it could be from the jam band to the jazz to hip hop to rock, and I just bring, you know, my logical talents to the table, and you know, just trying to be like one of the members of the band, you know.
Well, you do a great job of that. I was lucky enough to see you play with Modesky Martin and Wood back in the late 90s when you guys were touring on the Combustication album. And I was just blown away, man, by what you did on the stage, how seamless you were sitting in with those guys. But, you know, the question has always lingered for me, and I've always wanted to ask, how do you know what wax to bring to these shows? I mean, you got these sort of an infinite choice of things to bring. How do you know what wax to bring with you for various shows?
It's just having a good ear, you know, and musically inclined, you know, just being around those guys like Modesky Martin Wood, and through the years of coming up around great musicians, I just have a love for music and different type of instrumentation. So, you know, and whenever I'm in an improvisational setting, you know, I just kind of vision myself like another, you know, just like any other musician. You know, if there's not a sax player or a trumpet player, I'll try to incorporate those sounds or something like those sounds, or percussion or keyboard, you know, sound effects and things like that. So I just try to keep it creative and colorful.
Now, do you spend a lot of time digging in record stores and finding new sounds, or do you kind of have a library that you rely on mostly?
I'm always in the record stores. I always love digging, looking up for obscure sounds and beats, ethnic sounds and things like that. And I'd love to try to incorporate those things in whatever situation that I'm in. And, you know, also have like a library of sounds as well on the computer as well. So I use vinyl and the computer.
Now, you are going to be the artist at large at the Telluride Jazz Festival. That's coming up August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Have you ever done this artist at large kind of thing before? How is that going to work?
I've done the artist at large before. A couple of different festivals that I can remember, you know, from Bonnaroo to Jam Cruise, you know, you name it. Got on the vibe. It's me basically, going around playing with all my great musical friends and musicians and bands to just, you know, just kind of add in and contribute into, you know, what they're bringing, you know, and just kind of just add in the season, as they say, you know.
The spice, nice.
Yeah, the spice, that's it, you know, because they're bringing the funk, so I'm just adding the topping on top of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right
so,
on.
Like the group like Lettuce, you know, who I'm looking forward to playing with. Those guys are great friends of mine, and looking forward to jamming with them. Adam Deitch and Eric Krasno and the Horns, you know. So I'm just JD Horns, I should say. So I'm looking forward to jamming with those guys, as well as Garrick and Ivan Neville and his band. So, you know, I'm gonna just enjoy the Telluride Jazz Festival as well as enjoy playing. with all those musical friends.
Now, you've been up to the Telluride Jazz Festival before. I believe I saw you there a few years back, and you played, and it was another amazing show up there. What are you looking forward to most? Again, just getting back to Telluride? Or, I mean, obviously, like you've been saying, there's a lot of great talent that's going to be there for you to sit in with. What are you looking forward to most?
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to coming back to Telluride, yes. And I'm looking forward just to, you know, enjoy all the new music and all the great bands that are going to be there, and just take everything all in and enjoy that weekend. You know, it's going to be a great weekend, great week of loud music and good parties and stuff. And yeah, it's going to enjoy it all.
So what is what's coming up next for you? Are you working on another album right now? Are you looking on a specific looking to join a specific kind of collaboration next in your career? What's on the horizon for you?
Well, I'm working on a new record. I'm working on a couple of other collaborative projects. I've been doing some stuff with Billy Martin from Modesky Martin Wood, and a project with these Moroccan players, musicians from Djoukou. We performed at Bonnaroo this year, which was a great performance, and we just put out a record, which everyone should check out. It's the Master Musicians of Djoukou, which has a lot of artists and special guests on there. And did another record with this amazing Georgian pianist. His name is Becca, and it's called the Becca and Logic Project. And working on a couple remixes for the Revivalists and Sean Kuti. And yeah, just kind of staying busy and creative and, you know, collaborative.
Do you find, I mean, do people call you and say, you know what, Logic, we would love to have you play on our record or on a particular track? Or do you more like seek out who you want to collaborate with? There's a sound that you're really digging right now, and maybe you want to go collaborate with somebody because you really feel like you can add something to that?
You know, it's just, I get a lot of both. You know, it's people who reach out to me via email or Facebook, or they just have my email contact, you know. Or some people I just reach out to myself because I love their music, you know, and I just admire their work and what they've done. And I just, you know, see some great, you know, creative things revolve around, you know, just working together. So, you know, I just love music, and I love to be able to create and, you know, just bring something different to the table.
Well, thank you so much.
Always learning, you know, always learning.
Yeah, always moving
every
forward.
Every time, so, yeah, it's always something new, different.
Right on. Well, we are so looking forward to seeing you up in Telluride, and thank you so much for taking some time out today to talk with us and let our listeners hear a little bit about what's in store with you being the artist at large up at Telluride this year. Really appreciate your time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Telluride. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's DJ Logic. He'll be the artist at large at this year's Telluride Jazz Festival. And don't forget, you make a donation to KSJD right now. You can do it right now online at ksjd.org. You'll get entered into our prize package, including weekend passes to the Telluride Jazz Fest, where you can see DJ Logic as well as lodging from Silver Star Properties. So make that donation right now to KSJD. Get entered and get involved with the Telluride Jazz Festival. We're going to keep going now. Here's another one from DJ Logic. It's called Hope Road.
All right.